attention. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE.
Over. 4NUE, I think you said. November 4, Hotel Charlie.
I'm Charlie. This is Chad Hightower. I'm in New Ham, and I got a small mobile rig set up in my truck. I'm coming down Highway 8. Just wanted to try things out and just kind of see. I travel this road quite a bit, and just trying to find out, you know, the good spots and the bad spots along the way. Can you, if you don't mind, can you give me your location over?
Here in Taylor's. South Carolina. Of course, Taylor's is kind of a large area, but close to Wade Hampton and East Lee. So that's where I'm located. The repeater, of course, is up on Caesar's Head. But I didn't catch the first your first name. I think your last name was Hightower. My name is Warren. Whiskey Alpha Romeo Echo November over.
Good copy, Warren. My name is Chad, Charlie Hotel Alpha Delta Hightower, and I hail from Campobello, South Carolina, but I have an alternate location up on the 12-mile river in Liberty, South Carolina, and I'm a Skywarn guy, and I report the condition of the 12-mile river in Liberty, South Carolina.
Okay, well, we're going to get some rain today, so might raise the level a little bit, over.
I'm afraid there's no might about it. That 12-mile gets a little crazy sometimes, but yeah, it's already on the rise already.
Well, really glad to hear your new ham. So I help with testing every third Saturday at the Red Cross building here in Greenville. Where did you test, over?
I went all the way to Gastonia, North Carolina. And Warren, I got to be honest with you, man, that was quite an experience. It was not enjoyable for me at all.
I'm sorry to hear that. We really try to set people at ease and try to get to know people, and I'm very interested in finding out what got them into amateur radio, and really try to encourage those that they don't make it to keep trying, and we give study tips and just try to really be a help, over.
And you know, just so you know, it wasn't the VEs, they were all older gentlemen and very respectful. They commanded respect. It was the students that the people coming in to take the test that was the issue. We had 33 people, I think, in a room to take the exam, and seven of them came in, and they were dressed in camouflage. They had skull face mask on, their arms were crossed. I mean, you could just tell they were just, almost kind of sort of militant, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how to describe that, right?
I'm not familiar with that, but maybe they're in one of those, prepper groups. I'm not one, but certainly don't mind people being prepared. Anyway, we usually have, very, very rare for us to have over five, usually two or three, and, just a nice group, and we've got a great team that you know, gives the test. So I just really do enjoy it. Over.
Warren. Well, these guys were just, you know, I don't have an issue with prepping. I mean, I kind of keep some extra food and things like that, especially since COVID-19 came in. But I think these guys were a little bit too hardcore. They were just loud and disrespectful to the VEs, and the lead VE, he finally, you know, took control of the situation and separated them. They made them sit in separate seats, and I mean, it was not a quiet or respectful environment at first. It took the gentleman some time to get things under control. But I think I'm going to go somewhere else to get my general, because I need quiet so I can focus on what I'm reading.
Glad the gentleman was able to get control there, but you know, I mean, it's a privilege to be able to take the test. It's not any kind of a right, because there's other places you can go. So definitely, I want people to be, you know, respectful. That's something that definitely, you know, should happen in a test session. But Chad, sorry you had a bad experience there, but. So give us a thought. Third Saturday every month at the Red Cross Building, over by the old Greenville Memorial System. It's now Prisma Hospital. Over.
I'm moving down Highway 11. I'm at the very base of the mountain here, so I'm not sure how well you gonna pick me up on this little HT. But so being in New Ham, I have a question. Do you know anything about Mars as far as information goes? Because I am retired military, and I think I might would be interested in that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
When I first got into it, I actually did a little bit of that, but got out of it. Haven't done anything with it in a long time. I'm sure it's probably very, very different now, but maybe not. I don't really know. But you know, there are frequencies right outside of the amateur band that Mars operators use. So you've got to have a radio that you know, will operate just right outside the amateur band. But a lot of radios offer a Mars conversion as an option. But I would imagine the easiest thing to do is just look it up on the internet. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie.
November 4, Hotel Charlie. This is Q4NUE. Listen, sir, I enjoyed the conversation, and I will definitely check into the Red Cross. I'm currently studying to get my general and awaiting a new radio that's HF. I've been waiting 90 days for it, and they're telling me it's going to be another month or two before I can get it. So I appreciate the conversation, appreciate the information, and I have a machine shop and a welding shop in Campobello, and I build engines and post them on YouTube. So if you're interested, you know, kind of see kind of what I'm about, you can go to YouTube, type in Chad Hightower, or you can go to QRZ and take a look at my page. But Warren, thank you so much for the conversation. This is KL4NUE. I'm 73. You have a good day, sir.
Okay, Chad, it's good to chat with you, and yeah, we'll look at, so you do some custom welding and all, so that'll be interesting. Look up that Mars information there on the internet too, and see what information they have about it now. No, when I did it, there was no internet. All right, 73, Chad, and I'm not sure of the call again. Was that K-O-4-N-U-E? This is N-4-H-H-C.
Correct, Warren. It's Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, K-O-4-N-U-E. 73, sir.
73, Chad. N-4-H-H-C is clear.
N-U-E, K-4-R-X-I mobile.
K-4-R-X-I, this is K-O-4-N-U-E. How are you today, sir?
Doing fine, a little bit wet, and mobile on northbound 85. Name here is Dale, Delta America Lima Echo. Just want to say congratulations on passing your test, and welcome to the community. And I'm sorry you had a bad experience, but myself, I can vouch for the Greenville VEs. It's been a few years ago, but that's where I took two of my tests. Took one of them in Union, but I took my Morse code test in Greenville and also my general test in Greenville, and it was a good experience.
It wasn't the instructors. I mean, they took control of the situation, but they were using a building that belonged to a church to do the testing, and they had the chairs spaced out so that they were, you know, within compliance for COVID. And I mean, they just came in and moved all the chairs and put all the chairs at one table. So I guess they could sit all at one table and take the exam. And when they did that, the VEs were just like, no, this ain't happening. Y'all not gonna come in here and do this. And if you are, then you'll be asked to leave. So they made them get up, and three out of the seven failed the exam. So I'm assuming that they thought they were going to come in there and cheat on the exam. But the VEs did a good job. They got that under control real quick and kind of shut them down. But they were just loud and rude and disrespectful to the VEs, and I mean, it was eye-opening for me.
Well, I understand the entire United States is in a bad situation, just like the rest of the world, and everybody's kind of stressing out. But the main thing of it is, you know, there's only a couple bad apples kind of mess up with your inspiration. Just keep studying for your general test, and just go to Greenville, and if you can, or somewhere else, but I would recommend Greenville. And I hope you get your general test and make a 1,000 contacts.
Appreciate the support. I mean, that's really nice. I haven't met a ham operator yet that didn't try to help or that was rude or disrespectful, and that just makes the hobby just so enjoyable. And I appreciate you relaying the information for me. Well, Dale, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, stationed out of Campobello, South Carolina. My name is Chad, and I'm 7-3. I'm all clear.
Okay, Chad, it's good to talk to you. Hope you have a good day up that way. Try to stay dry when you can. And if I hear you on there, I'll be sure and say hello to you. KO4NUE, K4RXI Mobile, 7-3.
4DJW Mobile.
DJW, this is KO4NUE, over.
NUE, W4DJW, how's it going?
Not pretty good, bud. How about you? I'm traveling up Highway 11 right now. I'm moving from my second location back to home. Me and my wife went up to the cabin for the weekend. And I've got a small HD in the truck, and I'm testing to see if I can stay on this Mount Mitchell repeater all the way home. So far, I've got about 20 miles down Highway 11, and I'm able to do it. It's not the best quality, but I can do it.
Okay, well, the one you're on now is the Caesar's Head repeater, not the Mount Mitchell repeater. But you sound good on the handheld. That's why I'm in my truck, too, and I had a handheld for a while, and one of the guys on here told me quit being so cheap and put a radio in it. So I think my dad's old 1970s, 1980s, two-meter rig and put it in my truck, and I had to put new PAs in it. It wouldn't transmit but 4 watts, but now it's transmitting full 50 watts when you put it on high power, and so it's working. But you're sounding good so far on the Caesar's Head repeater for your trek into Highway 11.
I just actually just crossed Highway 25 on Highway 11, and I'm just, like I said, doing some testing to find out. Whereabouts are you?
I'm down in the valley. I'm 2 miles north of the Greer, up on Highway 101, 290, headed over to O'Neill's to unload a bunch of junk. Kind of doing some, taking advantage of the rainy weather and doing some house cleaning.
Man, I got, I live in Campobello, so I'm probably 4 or 5 miles from O'Neill, and I know exactly where you are, and I'm headed back your way too. I'm at Highway 11, and I think that's 190, or 101, 290, I mean Highway 11 and 101.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is. That's the road I use to go up to Caesar's Head to when we need to do work on the repeater. That's the same location, the same crossover. But Campobello, that's where I go to go fly. I got a buddy who lives up there, up here. You've probably heard him, KN4VWA. He's probably headed to Asheville right now. But we go over there. There's a flying field over there that's about the best one in the area. It's really nice. So normally, if it would have been a sunny day and the wind wasn't blowing, I'd have been up there in Campobello flying.
Station, this is KL4NUE. I've totally lost you, bud, if you can hear me. Hey, this is KL4NUE, Chad Hightower, out of Campobello, South Carolina. If you need anything from me, bud, I got a welding shop and a machine shop. Please give me a call. You can check me out on QRZ, over. This is KL4NUE73.
W4DJW, you hearing me now? Got a W4DJW mobile.
DW, you're coming in loud and clear.
I have put new finals in this radio not too long ago, and it's an old radio, really old, almost as old as I am. No, not quite. But anyway, I appreciate that, because I had to look down there to see if I'm still getting power output, and it says I am, so I appreciate that.
Quieting, no problem. This is KE4IR, just stand by. I just turned the radio on, sitting here back reading the mail. One of these days, I'll meet you up there at Campobello and do some flying.
We're getting through the rainy season and the windy season right now, so there should be a lot of nice flying come summertime. And they've got water buckets out there. They've got electricity. They've got just about everything you can think of. So it should be some. It'll be my first summertime flying at Campobello. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's relatively close. I live here in Inman on the north side of Boiling Springs, far north side of it. So I'm almost up near 292, so I'm pretty close.
So what kind of flying do you do? Is it fixed wing, rotary wing, multi-rotor? What kind of flying do you like?
Fixed wing electric, and I guess all my stuff's electric, and one of these days may go to a rotor.
That's what I'm working on now. I'm cleaning up the shop so that I can make room for building them. I don't know if you ever watched the YouTube videos on flight test, but those guys, those guys are on the ball. They're busy. They're doing stuff. They're active, so it's kind of refreshing to watch them. They put out a few years back, well, about 6 or 7 years back, they put out one called a Bloody Wonder. It's a foamy. And it's a blast. I built one back then. It's been, I flew a bunch back then, and it's been sitting on the shelf. I got it out and started flying it again, and it's fun. So I decided I'd build me a few more of them. They're really cheap and a whole lot of fun.
All right, I'll have to check that website out and see. I'm trying to get a, we moved into this place a couple of years ago. I'm trying to get the outside landscaping stuff finished. Once that's done, I hopefully have a little bit more time, and I got a shop in the back I can do some stuff in. So we'll see, and looking forward to that time period. And, yeah, we'll have to catch you up there at least. And I've got to do a couple other things you've recommended. A few weeks back, I need to get my AMA re-registered so I can actually go to a site and do that. Right now, I can fly at a local spot that's got an open field on it, but it's not an AMA site.
Support the AMA, and they will support you if you need them to, right? Hopefully, you won't ever have a need. I haven't yet, but knock on wood. But I've been supporting them. Every year, I think about becoming a life member. I've been a member since, I don't know, teenager, I think was when I joined up, and I'm 63 now, so I should have done that a long time ago, just didn't do it. But anyway, they're still getting payment, we're still supporting them, and they support us in Washington, so very important. The FAA almost cut us off completely, and if it weren't for them and all the hard work they did, our hobby would be on the brink of extinction. Anyway, I'm at the landfill. I got to get out here and empty my stuff out. So hope to meet you at the airfield someday, W4DJW.
All right, very good. I hope you have a great day, and we'll catch up with you at W4DJW. This is KE4IR, now clear.
Station, this is radio check, over.
NUEK4OIM.
Hi, all. This is Chad Hightower out of Campbellville, South Carolina. Listen, I'm doing a little testing on my radio. I do a lot of traveling on Highway 11, and I'm approximately 2 miles from Gowansville, and I'm just trying to see, you know, how far I can get from this repeater on this little rig, over.
Walt, I'm located up here at Lake Bowen in Inman, and I've been monitoring the radio all morning and listening to you. A few minutes ago when you dropped W4DJW, it was you hit a dead spot. It wasn't Dave, it was your radio. You hit a dead spot in that area you're transmitting in.
I guess that comes with the mobile, yeah?
You're a new ham. I've been in the hobby going on 33 years. About the first 32 of it, I held a novice ticket, never did upgrade, and I had a stroke and fell and broke my neck almost 3 years ago, so I've been kind of stuck at home. I'm still a high risk of falling. And my daughter said, Daddy, why don't you go ahead and upgrade? So I went and got my technician and went back the next month and got my general, and I've got the book on order. I'm going to study for my extra now. And today I was wanting to put up antennas. I got a 20-meter double bazooka out here I want to get up, and then I got a 6-meter dipole I was going to get up. And I got a Cushcraft A3S tri-band beam that I was going to mount on the tripod on top of the house. But boy, this weather put a stop to all of that.
Yeah, that's right. I got an alternate location up on the 12 Mile River. And I'm a Skywarn guy, and I report the conditions off of the water level on 12 Mile. And she's just about ready to run me out this morning. So I decided to pack up and head on in. So I'm sorry to hear you couldn't get your antennas up today, but we need the water, and it'll be clear another day.
Bought this place up here on Lake Bowen about 3 months ago, and the people that lived here had never The grass hadn't been cut in 5 years, and it's a heavy, heavy wooded lot, and there was 5 years of leaves on the ground, and I got out there the other day on the lawnmower mulching them leaves up, and it was like I was in a sandstorm in the desert somewhere. You couldn't see nothing. And now I've got it all, I ain't got all of it, but I got most of it looking decent, but it's nothing but mud today.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This old Carolina clay can get kind of rough sometimes, just make a mess of everything. But, sir, if you don't mind, say your call sign one more time, please.
Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM.
IM, this is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Just about to pull into the driveway here in Campobello. Sir, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you're able to get your antennas up. And if you need any help, I got a machine shop and a welding shop. I'll be glad to help you, and I'm not too far from you. So you can check me up on QRZ or try to get me up on 2 meters. And appreciate the conversation. This is KO4NUE73. You have a good day, sir.
KO4NUE, K4OIM73, Chad. I'll be listening for you.
Gerald T.R., I don't even know who else is on here.
How did KO4NUE. How are you today, sir?
Guten Morgen, Chan. I guess it's still morning, 11:28. Yep. All a little gas, but other than that, doing good. Go ahead, Dave.
Since we have this liquid sunshine, I missed my tennis social this morning. So I'm headed down to Bill's house in 4IQ.
I just left my alternate location down on the 12 Mile River. I do some sky worn reporting down there on the level of the 12 Mile. And it got pretty nasty, I guess, about 9 o'clock this morning. And my cabin is pretty close to the river, and she run me out of there this morning. So I'm back in Campobello, and I'm ready for a hot shower and a good meal.
I didn't know we got any serious weather. I think the biggest risk today's hail, from what I gleaned off of the weather forecast, about 7:30.
NOTR, station. This is KO4NUE. I just pulled up to the shop, and I'm fixing to get my truck in the shop in case it hails. And I'm gonna go take a rest for the day. And I appreciate you gentlemen talking with me. Y'all have a blessed day. This is 7-3. That means it's KO4NUE. I'm 7-3 and all clear.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right, Chad. Enjoy it. You have a good day. Enjoy this liquid sunshine, and we'll talk to you later. What are you up to, Tom?
Oh, I am trying to wash the pollen off of my truck, my yellow truck. It used to be kind of brownish looking. So I decided to drive it and got Bernice with me. And we're going to the bank right now.
Bernice will keep you straight, so I don't have to worry about you getting in trouble, me have to bail you out of jail or anything.
Roger on that. Well, I'll tell you, it's raining pretty good here. And I'm not surprised after looking at the radar this morning. Well, at least we're depositing and not taking out. And bought a new dishwasher the other day, so got to pay for that. And make sure there's enough in the checking. And then I bought a lottery ticket the first time this year, just for the fun of it, and I won $6. I got cash that in on the way back. Bernice won $2, so that means we won $8, but it cost me $10 to win that $8, of course.
Okay, so if I'm doing my math, that means you lost $2, so I hope you enjoy that.
It's like going through a casino door when you buy a lottery ticket, and there's a big sign there that says, "This is where two fools met."
So, they'll take your money every time.
Yeah, Bernice likes those scratch-offs once in a while. So I bought her 5 of those $2 ones. And I bought, this guy pulled right out in front of me, one each of them, Mega Ball, whatever the other one is, Powerball, I don't know. But that didn't match even one number, Dave, except for the Powerball, and it was in that Mega Million, so you won $2, and I bought the $3 ticket, so I won $6, I think. I don't even know. And furthermore, don't really care. It was just a whim, just for the fun of it. I've heard of people pulling in a quick stop and winning a bunch, but we're perfectly happy without winning their lottery.
They say most people that win that kind of money, large amount of money, they wind up losing it all, spending it all, or something happens, and that's something I don't need. So anyway, I don't even know how to buy a lottery ticket. I wouldn't know what to ask for.
I never did fill any out. I think I have a couple of times in my life back up in Kansas, but just never did buy them. But you just walk in there and tell them you want a Mega Millions ticket, and they'll say you want to upgrade that to the $3 one or whatever, and you say no, and so it costs you $1 or $2. I think they're $2 now, but it picks the numbers randomly. And I think that probably wins more often than anything else. So you don't even have to put down the numbers on that little sheet. You can go over there and pencil them in, kind of like a achievement test back in school, you know. Pencil in the numbers you want. I don't. I just tell them, you know, just an auto pick. And the computer does it for you. I had one number on there that was the Powerball, and so it was number 25. That's the only one you can win on one number. Wake these people up. They're sitting there texting, so we get to miss the light.
You see, I'm looking down, and the light turns green. Oh, man. I'll tell you, it's coming down pretty good out here. Not enjoying this drive one bit, and not to mention I'm having to follow the maps because I don't exactly remember how to get to his house.
Oh, he lives out in the boondocks. There's building more houses out there, Bill said, but yeah, it seems to me like I get lost one way or the other going down there, so I would be no good to you. I forget the name of that little road. You remember it, Bernice? That he lives on. And it's off to the left, and he's got a green roof. And you got to drive down a fairly long driveway there through a bunch of trees. But you'll see the house first on, if you're coming from the west, it'll be on your left.
That's the way I'm coming in. And, I bought my Carolina Wyndham from him and some other stuff, and but that's been several years ago, and so anyway, okay, and this is KB4CBA. It's just I really need to get some more tires. They're not totally worn out, but I just don't feel real confident in this Mustang, with the tires as worn out as they are.
That's something that your life's riding on, and it's like on a motorcycle, and you want to keep on top of that, Dave. I like the Michelins. They're proud of them, but my son-in-law buys tires, used tires, off of the internet somehow, and he's done all right with it. It's I don't like that idea whatsoever, but I don't know what website it's on, but I think they're used. But I've looked at them, and heck, they look like they're brand new when he gets them. And he buys quality tires, but no way, Jose, go to Costco's or go to Discount Tires where I go. And they always do me right down there, and they're great people and stand behind their product.
Well, I had Kurt Shockley, he's the service manager at George Coleman Ford, and He said they're having a tire sale. They'd match any price. So we'll see. Because I picked out some tires. I'll call him and see what his price is.
Need at least H rating, probably better than that on that thing. What, Rick? I don't know. Got to see if the bank's open here or not. And we're pulling in. And so I'll let you go for a minute, Dave. We'll pull in the drive-thru and see if they're open. And 0 TR.
They're giving away any free samples to get me some. N0TRKB4CBA.
Nope, they're not open. Well, I just remembered that name down there. George's Hideaway. You need anything more we want? Bernice? Yeah, we might go up there and get some root beer. It looks awful busy, though. We'll wait and get it tomorrow. Well, yeah, it was George's Hideaway, I think, where Bill lived down there, isn't it, Dave?
George's Hideaway. That's kind of a neat name.
Where Bill lives out there. Too bad it's raining. Have you ever walked out in the timber and seen his antennas? Wow.
I had a glance of him. We were talking about his beverage. He couldn't keep it off the ground because he said the animals would come through the woods and knock it down, so he just left it on the ground. He said it works just as good on the ground.
Yeah, they call those a bog, a beverage on the ground, and if anyone would know, Bill would know. I thought about that, to extend mine out and leave the part that's in the air there and then put the rest of it on the ground, but I never have. I'm afraid the varmints would eat it there. I remember Ariel had a 4-inch square box made out of phenolic on one of his antennas, and they'd shoot through it on the ground. The squirrels did. Just unbelievable. I think Bill was willing. Yeah, I'll ask Bill to show you his grounding system and lightning arresters there on his setup. Wow. The only one I ever even seen close to that was K4SV.
CBA. Yeah, I haven't seen that, and I don't think I'm going to see it today.
You can walk behind all of his radios back there, but just look and tell him you want to see his grounding system, and you can just look back there and see it. I don't think you'd want to try to walk through it. It's flat copper metal, and it's exactly what a person should do. There's a lot of reasoning behind it, and he knows the reasons.
But a lot of debate on the grounds and all that, and I haven't made up my mind which way I want to go.
The lightning arresters Bill uses are the same as I use. They're not Polyphaser, the other brand. I always get Polyphaser in my head. They're a little more money, but these here are for that frequency range and pass it through it all right, and they're about $50 for a lightning arrester, and well worth the money. Ask Bill the name of it. I'm Mount Mobile now, or I could probably tell you. I'm trying to keep from getting run over up here on Way Hampton, Dave. So you like my new sign I got, huh? I was kind of partial to that. I thought that was really a nice sign.
And 4, DJC.
Jerry.
Good morning, Tom. Hope you guys are doing all right. Both of you out mobiling today, this nasty weather.
On the head. But you know what? I'm loving it because we really, gosh, that guy just turned. He never even gave a turn signal. I was right on top of him. We needed some rain, and it looks like their forecast is pretty much on the button so far. Like early this morning, we'd had a quarter of an inch, but that's about all, Jerry.
No, you're not playing tennis today. Tell me you're not. Or if so, in the bubble.
Not in the bubble. We had a social, but of course it got rained out. So I'm taking a day off, and I'm headed over to Bill's house in Zero TR. In Zero TR. That's Tom. N4IQ.
He's easily confused, Jay. Says men don't multitask. Well, he's trying to drive, Jerry, so I guess he got an excuse. Go ahead, Jerry.
Maybe it's genetic. I don't know. All I know is my wife could do all that stuff while she's driving, but I can't keep my mind on what I'm doing. I got to stay, keep my eyes on the road. My eyesight's not as good as it once was. I just don't, my peripheral vision is not terrible, but I just can't see that well anymore, especially if the weather's bad and it's night, you know, dark, that sort of thing. So I have to pay a little closer attention to the highway now than I did 15 or 20 years ago.
4WHM.
Good morning, Bill. I'll make one.
Hey, morning, Jerry. It's raining here in Harville, so whatever's here is coming your way, so it's still going to be raining for a while.
I'm on Anderson Ridge Road, and I'm sitting here at a traffic light at South Bennett's Road, I guess, and it's lined up like they're having a sale or something here. This is a busy intersection, and it's got a short green light, and so I'm starting to get a little ticked off here. Good Lord, it's ridiculous.
I tell you, it's easy to get lost down there. Ask Bill when you leave the best way to come back. Go ahead, Jerry.
I don't have any idea where you're talking about, so I'm lost already. And Bill, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, it was a little misty this morning, but it wasn't, it's not raining now, but it's just enough to make it nasty outside. Everybody decides to go shopping when it's raining like this. So the stores will be packed today, I imagine. And Bill, by the way, did you get to go on your little expedition to Alabama or not?
And we had a great time. The weather was perfect, and enjoyed it. Got to meet up with some old friends and make some new ones, and learned a few things. So it was a good trip over to Gallant, Alabama, just across the state line at Oxford, and you turn north, go about an hour up on some little mountain property there.
Hope you hadn't lost your temper yet in traffic.
Hi, I'm moving again. They had a left turn coming the other way, and then everybody was wanting to turn right, except for me. I went straight, and so it's just, but dang, it's backed up both directions. It's unbelievable. I don't know. It's a busy intersection. Good Lord. There is a bunch of crazy people out here watching their kids play soccer in the pouring rain. That is ridiculous. I cannot believe they would make them play in the rain. That's crazy.
Almost as crazy as tennis players or golfers playing in a thunderstorm. Oh, shoot. Gentlemen, I'm going to let you go. Bill, you can take it. And good luck on that out there, Dave. I think we'd go down Woodruff until we got out there by the public store and hang a right and then head towards Bill's. But it's he lives out in the boondocks, that's for sure. I'm going to sign off because we're going to be home pretty quick, gentlemen. Maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. This is NZLTR. Go ahead, Bill. 73.
Tom, hope y'all get home dry. Dave, hope you get to where you're going. And Jerry, I guess it's me and you are the ones sitting at home, so we're dry. Go ahead, Jerry.
73, Tom. Hope you guys have a good afternoon. Yeah, Bill, I'm home today. I went out this morning about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and I'm back in for the afternoon, as far as I know. David, I got a grand Louis. He's about the kids playing soccer. Our grandson was playing soccer Wednesday afternoon. He's in a league at the Y, and he's a good soccer player. He's not today, but they're playing full field now, and they're having those kids run up down that field. It's just, if I had a tenth of the energy they had, being real, they got a pretty good team this year. They've lost one game, I think, and he was under the weather yesterday, but took him to the doctor this morning, said it wasn't COVID or anything like that, and the strip, he probably just might have picked up a cold or something. It was dusty as all get out there, it was so windy, tore my sinuses up out there, but he's a good player, he scored the only goal, and the coach, they were supposed to have either practice or game this morning at 9, they called it off. And the coach said for him to sit out Monday, too, if he needed to, because they need him to be ready for the next game. Because he's a fireball. He's a little hard-headed, though. They all are with their eight, I guess. Go ahead, Dave.
We're CPA. All right, well, I'm gonna check out here. I'm on some real curvy roads, and one of my tire sensors just went out. That just happened the other day. I had to take it in, so I guess they're all going out. I guess I might as well just have them all replaced. Anyway, 73's, and y'all have a good day. KB4CBA clear.
We had to have mine replaced several times, too. When the car gets about 3 years or so old, I just go ahead and have them redo mine whenever I put tires on it. Hope you have a good afternoon, though. Now, Bill, what all did you do at your bushcraft seminar?
Thanks, David. Be safe out there. We got there, and we did primitive fire, made some homemade bow saws, made a burn bowl and then carved it into a cup, did arrows out of river cane and fletched them with turkey feathers, and did some other fire making, and just all kind of stuff like that. We just had a good time.
Like a lot of fun, huh? I'm familiar with most of the stuff. I did a little bit of carving for a while. I actually had a carving axe at one time that a guy was either in Norway or Denmark made them, especially the little small ones. Tom Crine had them. He had them at one time, and so did Ben Orford, the guy in England. I know you're probably familiar with his work, too. I have several Crimes knives and dozers and some bows as well, so I like custom knives. And so I got interested in it a little bit, but I don't get out and do that kind of stuff much anymore. It's a lot of fun to watch them, and good skills to have. Some of the things you don't think you'll ever use, but especially knowing how to know, what to eat, what not to eat when you're in the woods, and knowing the knots and that sort of thing is can be very handy.
Hey, about a two-hour class on edibles, and, you know, they're right this time of year, and part of it was, you know, just sitting around the campfire and the guy talking, and then we did a quick walk through the woods, and he would show us some of the different plants that are coming up in the spring, and he'd let you know what they were, whether you could eat them or whether they were medicinal, and he showed us how to make a tincture with alcohol out of some of them. You know, you have to let it set usually 3 weeks, but he made it up, bottled it up, and showed us that process. So it was a lot of fun. It was good to see some old friends, and like I said, we made some new ones. We had one guy that was there from Phoenix, Arizona, one from New York, one from I can't think of the country. Anyway, he was from outside the U.S. And then there was about 12 or 15 from the southeast there. So it was quite a eclectic group.